Wisconsin man is the subject of a search by U.S. Marshals. 41-year-old Corey Cotton is wanted on warrants charging him with kidnapping and domestic violence. He's black, 6'2", weighs about 235 pounds. Cotton, also known to frequent the Cleveland and Columbus areas, he's accused of pointing a gun at his girlfriend in January 2024. Cotton and the 31-year-old woman had a child together. A reward is being offered for information leading to Cotton's arrest. Anyone with information is asked to call the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force at 1-866-4-WANTED or submit a tip online. The Canton Health Department says more mosquitoes have tested positive for West Nile virus. As of last week, there were 13 additional positives at 11 locations, 10 are repeat locations, one is new. The overall total of positives is 45 at 20 separate locations. The Ohio Department of Health has not tested all samples submitted by the City Health Department earlier this month. The numbers could increase. No human cases of West Nile have been reported. North Canton City Council will not appoint a replacement for Matthew Stroya, allowing him to name his successor. Stroya resigned last month to become mayor. Council made their decision Monday. They previously interviewed 8 candidates to serve the remainder of Stroya's term as an at-large member, which ends this year. No one made a recommendation when Council President Stephanie Warren called for nominations. Under the city's charter, the mayor can appoint a replacement to council if lawmakers fail to name someone within 30 days of the vacancy. That period ends Sunday. Louisville City Council Monday approved additional funding for street paving. WDPN's David Scherer reports.
North Star Asphalt will install nearly $1 million of paving in the city this year. $774,000 will be used on city streets, while $256,000 will be paid to pave the Metzger Park parking lot. An additional $100,000 will be transferred from the general fund to the paving fund, bringing the total to $996,980. Council also awarded a $267,750 contract to CCI Commercial Construction to renovate restrooms at Aljansic Park, and they learned that the income tax revenues are running 4.9% ahead of July 31, 2024.
The trial of a Lisbon man accused of fatally shooting his ex-wife remains set for November 18th. 51-year-old William Long appeared for a status hearing Monday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. He's charged with aggravated murder and weapons counts in the November 2023 slaying of 50-year-old Michelle Long, who was found shot to death in her car outside her Cary Road home in Butler Township. Final status hearing slated for November 3rd. Long faced a possible life sentence. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has identified a 3-year-old shot and killed at a Struthers home Friday afternoon. Gianni Jackson was pronounced dead at a hospital shortly after 1 o'clock. Police say the child was shot after picking up an unsecured firearm on Spring Street. Boardman police responded to the scene where the boy's father said he left his gun in a dresser while using the bathroom. An autopsy was performed by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner, and investigation is continuing. The boy has admitted to his involvement in a fatal shooting in Youngstown. 14-year-old Willie Wilkes pleaded guilty Tuesday to a reduced charge of involuntary manslaughter in Mahoning County Juvenile Court. Judge Teresa Delick sentenced him to 1 year in a Department of Youth Services facility. Wilkes was given credit for time served. After his release, he'll remain on parole until he's 21. Wilkes was scheduled to stand trial Tuesday, was originally charged with murder in the March slaying of 19-year-old Keandre Lewis, who was found shot inside a Rhoda Avenue home. Jury found a man guilty for a fatal shooting in Youngstown. A verdict reached Monday in the case of 32-year-old Akeem Hargrove in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He was found guilty of aggravated murder and murder in the December 2022 slaying of 26-year-old Devin Bell, who was found shot at a gas station on South Avenue. Hargrove turned down a plea agreement that would have seen him plead guilty to a reduced count of murder and be sentenced to 18 years to life. No sentencing date was set. Woman was arrested Friday morning in Youngstown, her home deemed unsafe for habitation. Police called to a South Avenue convenience store about 2 unattended children, found a 2- to 3-year-old. A witness said an 18-month-old had been taken from the scene by a male juvenile. An officer driving on East Dewey Avenue was flagged down by a woman who said her son was missing. WFMJ-TV reports police and Children's Services saw deplorable living conditions when they did a walkthrough of her home. 27-year-old Melissa Canos was charged with 5 counts of child endangering. 14 people lived in the home, including 10 children. All the children were placed with other family members. Their grandparent and the mother of the second child at the gas station were also charged.